It's my pleasure today to be chatting with Brandy Clark. Hey, Brandy.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You bet. We've always enjoyed your music. And for fans who don't know who Brandy Clark is, you want to hear great country music, pick up a Brandy Clark album. Would that be correct?
Yes, that's my opinion.
That's right.
I hope it's yours if you're listening to this. Yeah.
That's right. We're going to talk about your new album, Your Life as a Record, in a moment, Brandy. But the question, of course, everybody's talking about is the pandemic. How have you been doing?
I can't really complain. You know, I mean, I have felt lonely in the pandemic because, you know, I like people. And so that part of it's been tough for me, but I'm lucky in that I haven't been sick and that no one there. You know, I have a few family members that have had COVID, but none of them have had severe cases of it. So I feel pretty lucky. And, you know, I put this album out at the top of COVID, and it was a little scary when the world shut down a week into the release. But everybody has received this music so well, and a lot of people have told me it's helped them get through this time. And so I feel pretty blessed, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about a couple of tracks off the album in a second, but you and I were talking off the air about Washington. That's where you're from, Washington State, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I am. I've lived in Nashville now for over 20 years.
Right,
so
right.
It feels as much like home as Washington. But, yeah, I grew up in Washington, actually pretty close to Canada. I mean, you know, probably 4 hours away maybe.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Pretty close to Canada, pretty close to Mount St. Helens, too, I would imagine, hey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my first memory in life was Mount St. Helens, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, man, what a memory to start with.
Yeah, yeah. So were you living there when that happened then?
Yes. So I was four, mm-hmm. and what I remember about that morning, that was my grandma's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that day, May 18th, which was 1980 when it blew, May 18th is a special day to me. And what I remember was watching being in the living room, and the way I remember it, my mom picking my brother up because he was only two, and saying, "Hey, come on, sis, we got to get in the car." And we got in the car. And my dad was out running, and so what I remember is my dad was about a mile and a half from our house, running as hard as he could, and hot mud was hitting the windshield. And by the time we got home, we get my dad in the car. By the time we made that mile and a half drive back to our house, I remember the windshield wipers couldn't keep up with that hot ash that was hitting the windshield.
That's what an amazing story. That's crazy. That's crazy to live through that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I also remember it not being scary. My parents did a really good job of making it not scary.
Yeah.
Us.
Well, that's what good parents should do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
That's true.
Yeah, you bet. Well, let's talk about this album, Your Life as a Record. A couple of tunes off the album I want to talk about. A song called I'll Be the Sad Song. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. So I wrote that with Jesse Joe Dillon and Chase McGill. We were actually on a writing retreat in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And Jesse had this idea called that she was reading a book, and it was something about I'll be the walls, like if this is a house, I'll be the walls, or leave me the walls or something. And she's like, I know there's a song in that, and we landed on I'll be the sad song, like if your life is a record, I'll be the sad song in it. You know, that's maybe it's not the happiest thing to be, but that's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that song, I loved that song the day we wrote it. It took on more meaning because it really, the first line, if your life is a record, became the title of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a great starting point for this album, being a breakup record. That song is really nothing but sad. And I wanted to begin the journey that way and then end it on Past is the Past, which to me has some hope in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really special song, if not the most important song on the album. I always hate to say that, you know, there's a most important song, but that might be it.
Well, I was going to ask you what your favorite song on the album is. Could that be it?
Well, man, I mean, it depends on the day.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely up there. You know, Who You Thought I Was?
Yeah.
That song means an awful lot to me for a lot of reasons. You know, it was a song song. It was inspired by John Prine, who we lost in COVID, and something he had said at the Americana Awards a couple years ago. He came out to introduce Iris DeMent, and everybody stood up. And he, I think, to not get overwhelmed with emotion, when everybody sat down, he said, "Well, I'm John Prine, but I'd like to go back to being who you thought I was." And it hit me really hard as someone who felt that way myself. And then the second thought was, you know, I'm sitting in a room full of great songwriters. I better write this song tomorrow. And so I went in and wrote it again with Jesse Joe Dillon and Jonathan Singleton this time. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, that and then the production on that song, Jay Joyce, I worked with on this record, was so different than the demo. Mm-hmm. And I think that has a lot to do with why I love it. I loved the demo, but I just took it to, Jay took it to a place that really made it work for me and just made it different and just, you know, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. As a songwriter, does your mind ever shut off?
Not really.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always looking for ideas.
Yeah.
And I'm always grabbing my phone and putting them in my phone. Now, my phone crashed this weekend, and
oh, no.
I can't seem to get a lot of my ideas back, so I'm going to have to change where I put them. But, no, I'm always looking for ideas, and I purposely look for ideas. Like, I read a lot, and now I read a lot because I enjoy it. But when I started as an adult making an effort to read, it was in an attempt to find song ideas.
Yeah.
And then I just became a reader. But I'm always, you know, in movies and songs, conversation, you know, everything for me is a song idea, is a potential song idea, I should say.
Mm-hmm. As a true songwriter should be, I guess, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, you bet. Another song that we not off the album, but a song that we continue to play here on radio in this area is a song called Stripes. Tell me about that song.
Gosh, I love that you guys still play that. That was the song that introduced me to the world as an artist. You know, and that song came from another writing retreat. I was on a writing retreat with a bunch of guys and. Myself and Shane McAnally and Matt Jenkins were writing, and there were six of us, but the three of us were writing, and it was too loud with the other three writers. And so Shane said, you know, let's just drive up the road and write somewhere. Well, I thought that meant like a playground or a park or something. He meant let's jump on somebody else's deck who's not home and write there. And that's a little bit nerve-wracking to me, even more so to Matt. And so we were sitting there writing the song, and every time a car would go by, and there were a lot of summer homes where we were at, so I think the people who owned this house were not going to show up, but we felt like they might. And every time a car would go by, Matt would stand up and look, and I could tell it was starting to make Shane nervous. And so I just said, hey, Matt, don't worry. The worst thing that could happen is we'll be wearing orange jumpsuits.
Yep.
And Shane said, you know, I've always wanted to write a song called Orange about a woman who wants to shoot her husband, but she hates the color orange. He's like, but nothing rhymes with orange. And this is the amazing thing about collaboration. He had had that idea for a long time and couldn't quite unlock it. And I said, yeah, but a lot of things rhyme with stripes, and women don't like to wear horizontal stripes either. And we were off to the races. Now, we didn't even rhyme with stripes, but it unlocked that idea, and we wrote that song.
That's fabulous. But I could keep talking to you forever here, Randy. But we got to go. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
The Brandy Clark.
Okay.
That's what my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook. That's where you can find me.
Awesome, Brandy. Real pleasure. Thanks for sharing some stories with us, and good luck with this new record. And take care during the pandemic as well, please.
Hey, you too. Try to stay warm.